This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. I have to tell you, you know, when you're someone who has a live radio show and you're sifting through the news looking for something interesting to talk about, sometimes there isn't anything, and you just have to kind of like really stretch and look. And, you know, tonight I talked to my wife. I said, I don't know what I want to do on the radio show tonight. Do I want to do a preview of the election, what I think is going to happen? We'll do a little bit of that, maybe a segment or two on that. But there's a few news stories. Nothing major happening, though. There's just like no, you know, major story to talk about this week. I mean, other than all eyes are on Tuesday and this show is on Sunday. So, and I always like to make the show interesting for at least a few days because a larger number of our listeners are downloaders. Those are people that take the program as a podcast later, even than the number we have listening live. So we've got a great show, though, for you tonight. A lot of interesting news. Maybe a little bit of going off the path of what we usually do and get into some, you know, interesting news. For example, this doctor in California that just got a judgment against him. Not a doctor, a fake doctor, I should say. Got a judgment against him for $105 million. We're going to talk about that. A sociopath student, age 15, kills his mother over his grades and buries her body. That is macabre. We'll get into that as well. Also, Bitcoin. What's going on with Bank of America and Bitcoin? And what signs are there that there might be a major earthquake imminent out on the West Coast? All of that tonight and more. Tonight, we've got a guest for you in hour number two, as usual. This will be interesting, especially if you have a young person in your life, a millennial. I say this, but maybe my guest tonight is going to say, no, this isn't just for millennials, although this seems to be something that millennials are mostly interested in. This whole idea of teaching English over in Asia, in Japan, Korea, China, and a lot of Americans are doing this, young Americans, after college because they're able to make a lot of money, have an adventure, an experience, and use that windfall of money to pay off student loans. That will be hour number two. You'll remember that that was one of the reasons I went to Korea, was to look into that that opportunity. I did an interview with two young ladies that are teaching English as a second language in Korea, and they loved, you know, the opportunity. Everything they told me was, you know, really positive. I wrote that article that is over at ChristianMoney.com. You can go read the article. So we'll be supplementing that article tonight, also getting into some other countries that you might look at teaching in, including Japan, including China as well. Next week, hour number two, you don't want to miss that, the show next week. Steve Ubaney is here. And his book is titled, Who Killed Elvis? And I've heard a couple of interviews that he's done on this book, and it really is fascinating. If you think that you know the entire story about the life and death of Elvis Presley, you do not want to miss next week, hour number two, as we shed light on some little-known facts about his death and explore the question, who killed Elvis Presley. I couldn't help but chuckle a little bit listening to the top of the hour news. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but I'll just repeat it briefly. I know our affiliates many times have different news feeds and things going on. But apparently a baggage handler in Kansas City fell asleep inside the cargo hold of an airplane. The news story said he was possibly drunk at the time, you think? And woke up in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. Don't you hate when that happens? Can you imagine going to work as a baggage handler and falling asleep inside the cargo hold? Now, this was pressurized cargo hold, so if it was not pressurized, he could have died. So this could have been a serious thing. But this would be probably the same section of the plane like where they would put pets that are flying. There's oxygen pumped in there. It's pressurized. It's heated and cooled and all that. But he fell asleep and woke up in Chicago. And the airline is investigating it. I don't know about you, but this daylight savings time thing still throws me. And I know there's been some talk about getting rid of daylight savings time. And I've got really mixed feelings about it. I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, I guess the idea of it not being so dark out in the morning. And I just get totally confused about this. So we had the time change today, which actually felt good because it was like we got to sleep an extra hour before we got to go to church. But I told my wife, I was sitting next to her in church. I said, yeah, but that means it's going to be like I'm up until midnight Eastern doing my radio show, because since we move the clocks back an hour, it'll feel like midnight by the time I'm done with the show. And I'm just finishing up getting over 13 hours of jet lag time difference from my trip to South Korea. But if you haven't done it yet, you're supposed to change your clocks today. So I did it. I moved all the clocks. I've got one clock here in my studio, which I love. I bought this from Radio Shack years ago, and it automatically sets itself to the atomic clock. And I love that. And it even changes the time automatically for daylight savings, and then like today with the end of daylight savings. So that one keeps everything going. That's really beautiful. My other studio clock, I had to reset two or three clocks in the house. And then I remember I'm going to have to go out to my car and reset the clock of the car. This is just, and then you got to get the manual out to the car, right? To figure out how to change the time inside the car. But I posted this on Facebook, and this might tell you how slow of a news day it actually is today. I posted 18 days until Thanksgiving and 51 days until Christmas. And that's gotten the most traction, the most comments and likes and all that of anything I've posted on Facebook in the last day or two. So that's kind of where we're at. It's like, well, you know, it's all about Tuesday, right? Alec Baldwin, a big story about Alec Baldwin, apparently got into a fight over a parking space in New York City. The allegation is that he punched somebody over a parking space. You know, this whole parking thing, I don't understand it. According to the news reports, Baldwin lives with his wife and children in a penthouse, a multi-million-dollar penthouse in this building in Manhattan. And yet he doesn't have a parking space. He had to have a family member, I guess, stand in a spot and hold a space for him. And then he went to put his car in that space, to park in that space. Someone else kind of snuck up behind and got in the space before he could get into it. I don't know. I mean, I always wonder, why do people live in places like Manhattan? One of my good friends, her son, who is around 30 years old, he lives in Manhattan. And it's so expensive to live there. He lives in a tiny apartment and pays like $3,000 a month for like a one-room apartment. And there is no parking. She said you'll have to circle for an hour, sometimes parking as far as a mile away from your own apartment to get a parking spot. And then here's Alec Baldwin with all the money that he has, and he's not able to have his own parking spot, even with a multi-million-dollar penthouse. I almost said Alex Jones. Alex Jones is smarter than to live in New York City. He lives in Texas, where I'm sure he has many, many of his own parking spaces. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Plenty of news to get into this hour. Hour number two tonight, Dan Henriksen is here to talk about making money by moving over to Asia and teaching English. And you don't need to speak any of these Asian languages either to do this, so you'll want to tune in for that. A lot of young people doing this as a way to pay off student loans. All right, so let's talk about the upcoming election. Everything is focused on Tuesday night, right? Even on CNN, which I watched a little bit of today, they've got all of their big name hosts on, even though it's a Sunday. Normally they have kind of the weekend people. Not today. It's like prime time. This is the big deal. I found it interesting in watching the analysis that they are now, it appears that the mainstream media is now conceding that the Republicans will keep the Senate. Even CNN, it appears that they're now conceding that the Republicans will keep the Senate. And what's interesting to note is that these odds makers, the percentages on what are the odds of the Democrats taking the House, they seem to continue to recalculate those odds and bring them down. And, you know, I said this a couple of weeks ago. I'm a little bit afraid, to be honest with you. I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see the Republicans win big on Tuesday night and wipe out. I mean, there's not going to be a blue wave. We already know that. A blue wave would imply that the Democrats were going to get both the Senate and the House. It appears to be a foregone conclusion now that the Senate is going to the Republicans, going to stay with the Republicans. But what happens? What in the world happens on Tuesday night? This is almost like 2 years ago when there was such a huge surprise, with Trump winning. And the incredible meltdown, and I can't think of any other word than meltdown, on the part of the snowflake Democrats that happened 2 years ago. But many stories I'm reading are predicting violence and all kinds of crazy things if, in fact, the Democrats don't even get the House of Representatives. If they get the House of Representatives, it looks like they will do so even by the narrowest of margins. And this whole narrative that has been building, which is that this midterm election was going to be a repudiation of Trump, is just not panning out. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. You know, what kind of Machiavellian plan is afoot? Is the media maybe trying to reset the expectations so that they are not embarrassed and shamed like they were 2 years ago, being much more modest in their predictions? I just don't know. It's hard to figure out what's going on. But it seems like really not much is going to change after Tuesday night. Even if the House of Representatives goes to the Democrats, I just don't see that as really changing much. You still have Trump in the presidency. You still have the Senate in the hands of the Republicans, assuming that works out. And then you have the House of under Democratic rule. And you know, a lot of the news media has made a big deal out of the House of Representatives being taken over by the Democrats, because you'd have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker again. You'd have a lot of these, you know, obviously these committees that are, you know, investigating these different scandals would now be chaired by Democrats. I don't think it's as big of a deal. The consequences will be as draconian as many are believing they will be. You'll have the narrowest of margins if the Democrats take the House of Representatives. But all of these polls show that Trump is surging in popularity, especially in these battleground states. And it's just going to be really interesting to watch. I really think the bigger story, honestly, is not what happens on Tuesday, but maybe what happens on Wednesday or Thursday. And what I'm talking about is it's quietly continuing, the special counsel investigation. And it's been especially quiet over the last few weeks. And the stories I've been reading are that Robert Mueller is complying with the Justice Department policy of not affecting an election. And that would mean to be, you know, sort of working quietly for the weeks leading up to an election, being on Tuesday. So the word is that as soon as the election is over, Robert Mueller is going to have some major, activity, possibly indictments. I know there's some news reporting that our friends and have been guests, regular guests on the show, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi are two names we're seeing very frequently now in the news of being dragged in front of the grand jury. You know, I don't know what's going on, but it seems like the bigger story here is going to be what happens after this election. Because even if the Democrats get the House back, it will be by the narrowest of margins, as I said. And I just don't really see, I just don't really see much changing. I really don't. I mean, it's still largely going to be gridlock, and maybe things just become all about 2020. And that's another fascinating thing to watch, because when we see people like Oprah Winfrey is now campaigning in Georgia, campaigning for the Democrat nominee for governor there, and we see Joe Biden very active, especially in his home state of Pennsylvania, we're starting to see some of the names that are going to get involved for the 2020 Democrat nominee for president. And the numbers I heard today were pretty staggering, that there will be probably 25 serious contenders for the Democrat nomination for 2020 for president. And among those names, it seems clear already that one of those names will be Hillary Clinton. Another name will be Bernie Sanders. Another name will be Joe Biden. We also are hearing about Kamala Harris, I believe her name is, a senator from California, maybe even a celebrity name like an Oprah Winfrey. So it's going to be interesting to see this pack of 25 Dems going for the presidential nomination. Normally, those announcements will start coming probably within about the next 3 months. The next 3 to 4 months, we should start seeing those announcements. And believe it or not, as soon as this election is over, we almost start getting ready for the big one for 2020. And maybe within, you know, 3 or 4 months, it's on, and we start seeing early campaigning for 2020. So that's going to be fascinating to watch. But, of course, Tuesday's a big deal. And like I said, I don't want the Democrats to win, but I'm almost afraid if they lose it all again, what's going to happen? It's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth and a complete snowflake meltdown. You know, maybe we'll see the crying and the sobbing and all of that again on Tuesday night. I almost feel a little bit sorry for them, because there's certainly going to be no blue wave, and they may get nothing, which would be really fun in one sense, but maybe scary in another sense. All right, this fake doctor, $105 million judgment against him. We'll have that after the break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This was a really scary article that I saw earlier today in Zero Hedge. And it was, here's the headline. California hit by 39 earthquakes in the last 24 hours. Wow. So, I said that to my wife, who's from California, and she asked me to repeat that. And I said, yeah, California hit by 39 earthquakes in 24 hours. Of course, these are small earthquakes. There's nothing even really being reported on the news. But it got me thinking, when was the last time there was a major earthquake in California? And I guess it depends on your definition of the word major, but it's been a long time, hasn't it? I mean, since there was a major earthquake, and many experts have been predicting something's imminently going to happen in California regarding this whole earthquake situation, not only because so much time has passed and it's just a matter of time, but also there's a lot of seismic activity, including this most recent 24-hour period with 39 quakes in 24 hours. Wow. Hope nothing bad happens, but it might not be a good time to visit California right now. Just it's scary to think about, because we always see these videos, these pictures of the earthquakes in third world countries where they don't have the construction standards that we do. And we see the devastation, but notwithstanding our higher construction standards and the fact that in places like California, buildings and bridges and infrastructure is all built to some extent to be able to weather earthquakes, there's a certain point at which an earthquake will topple any building, will topple any bridge, depending on the the size of that quake. And so, you know, it really just does seem like a matter of time before the quote-unquote big one. I saw this story, and I was fascinated for a few reasons. Obviously, the headline here, jury awards $105 million in lawsuit against PH Miracle author. And I want to read a little bit of this to you, because not only is the amount shocking, you don't hear every day about lawsuits resulting in a $105 million judgment against an individual, maybe against a major corporation, but not an individual. And you probably know this guy because he was a huge, huge, big-time best-selling author. His book was titled The PH Miracle, and apparently there were several books in the series of the PH Miracle books. But his name is Robert O. Young, and he's not a doctor, but he's one of these guys that has a lot of information about alternatives to traditional medicine. And I've always been one that's been open-minded to that. My wife, she stands at the kitchen counter where she has all of her vitamins. I kid you not, for like 15 minutes in the morning, taking vitamins and supplements and all the stuff that she takes. And she's in great shape for her age, so it's working for her. I take some amount of vitamins and supplements. I'm not as disciplined about doing it. I don't take as many as she takes, but I like to listen to these people. And some of the shows I listen to regularly, like Coast to Coast AM, they have a lot of guests on that talk about using supplements. And we've had, of course, pharmacist Ben Fuchs on this show. But this is interesting because this book, The PH Miracle, Balance Your Diet, Reclaim Your Health, was first published in 2002 and was a runaway bestseller. And so apparently Robert Young, in addition to having these books, also had a facility in California, a ranch, some sort of a health ranch where people could go and, I don't know, like detox or stay there for a while and, you know, get advice on naturopathic cures and supplements and things along those lines. So in any case, a woman who had cancer made the claim that Robert O. Young, author of the book, The PH Miracle, was basically acting as a doctor without being a doctor and was giving medical advice without being a licensed doctor. So there was a lawsuit and just a huge, huge amount of money here, $105 million. But then when you read the article further, you find out that Robert O. Young, the author of this book, has also served some time in jail. He was actually criminally charged for giving medical advice without being a doctor. So it looks like he is wiped out financially. It says here that his home is up for sale, $3.2 million. He's wiped out financially. I guess he's no longer in jail, but it looks like this guy's life is completely ruined. It's just a shocking situation. And you wonder where that line is, really, because you hear people on the radio pushing supplements all the time. And some of the radio shows, honestly, they do give advice and they do talk about these same exact things about, you know, pH level and raising your alkaline versus acidity and all these kinds of things. You hear this all the time on the radio. And so here's a guy who that's $105 million. That's like a tenth of $1 billion that he was sued for. And apparently it was an amount well beyond what the plaintiff even asked the jury for. So the jury really made a statement with this $105 million judgment. And Robert Young, author of The PH Miracle, it looks like not only is he broke, but he also has a criminal conviction as well. Check that story out. Just Google $105 million judgment, Robert O. Young, and you'll find all the details on that. You wonder, though, is this an anomaly, or is this a new trend? Are we going to see more authors, public speakers, radio people that give medical advice by way of natural supplements and so forth? Are we going to start to see a crackdown on that? And maybe so. I've always believed kind of both. Like, why not go see your doctor, get the best advice, and follow the advice of your doctor, and also do the supplements? I mean, why not do both? Most of the supplements, there's really no downside to taking them. So that's kind of the track that I've been running on. This is a story right here from Central Florida. We're going to open it up a little bit. We'll get into more of it after the break. I just can't believe this story. I've been thinking about this for the last 3 days. I can't shake this story. This is a 15-year-old kid. It was a local story here in Central Florida. Now it's a national story. This is from Newsweek. 15-year-old kid. It says, sociopath Florida teen strangled mom to death after arguing over grades, and then he staged a home burglary to cover up his alleged murder of his own mother over an argument over grades. And this happened actually not too far from where I live, in the Daytona Beach area, a 15-year-old kid. And not only did the allegation here is that he strangled his mother to death in the middle of the night over an argument about grades, but he then created like a fake burglary scene, and then he hid the mother's body. He took the mother's body to a church that has a fire pit area behind it and buried the mother's body in this fire pit. And they've exhumed the body, and 15-year-old kid facing murder charges. More on this and also the latest on Bitcoin when we return. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Just before the break, we were talking about this shocking story. It was a local story here in Central Florida, and it is now a national story because I am reading this to you from Newsweek, newsweek.com. And it is about a 15-year-old boy who has an argument with his mother and strangles her to death in the middle of the night, then takes the body to a church of all places, apparently a local hangout for young kids, an area behind a church that has a fire pit, and buried the allegation, we're saying alleged, the allegation is that the mother, that he buried the mother's body in this fire pit. The mother's body has now been exhumed, and this kid, age 15, by the name of Gregory Logan Ramos, age 15, is now charged with murder. And I'm looking at this picture of this kid. This looks like a little boy. And he is a little boy. He's only 15. But he doesn't even look 15 to me. And, you know, as much as I start to sound like an old guy, I know, when I say times are changing. This kind of thing didn't happen when I was growing up. Kids this young were not involved with murder, especially of their own mother, which is just shocking. And something is really happening in this culture. I don't have all the answers, but I can tell you that, man, if we're not living in the end days, I don't know how things can get much worse. Just a tragic story. The mother, the name is Gail Clevenger, age 46, disappeared. They began investigating. They noticed suspicious behavior on the part of the 15-year-old, including staging a fake burglary scene. And then they found the body. And now this has gone from a local news story to now a national news story. I'm reading here in the local news that it looks like the school where this young man attended is now this week going to have counselors there for the other students and for even the teachers, because this is so traumatic. To think that a kid who would be a freshman in high school would murder his own mother and then, you know, contrive this enough to where he's got a plan to try and fool the police that it was a burglary, actually takes the body, buries the body. These are all the allegations. And man, oh man, what a I'm looking at this kid, this picture of this kid. This would be like a little boy, you know, I don't know, I'd see him in my neighborhood and I'd high five him, or maybe he'd be throwing a football or a baseball in the street or riding his bicycle. And now, if this is true, his life is over. 15 years old. And what was this all about? It was all about apparently him getting a D in one of his classes and his mother being upset with him about that. I mean, wow. Just amazing. And when you see these things happen in the news, you always say, you know, this is an anomaly. This is an unusual thing. But I don't know. It seems like we're seeing more and more criminal behavior among younger and younger people. And it really raises a question about how we deal with that. Because historically in this country, we've had a tradition of giving young people a second chance, even after they commit horrible and violent crimes. We kind of reset their criminal record at the age of 18. And many states still do that. But there's sort of this, I guess, prerogative of a prosecutor to prosecute a minor as an adult. But it's really a question we're going to have to wrestle with as a nation, which is, what do we do with these young people, even younger than high school age in some cases, that are committing adult crimes? You know, how do we deal with that in the criminal justice system? I mean, could this young man that I'm sitting here looking at just looks like a little kid? Could he end up facing life in prison or decades in prison if convicted? I mean, it seems like very possibly that could be the case. Tragedy on so many different levels. That story is breaking. Again, that was a local story here in Central Florida, but is now breaking nationally and probably will be one of the top stories you'll be hearing about this week. All right. I want to talk about Bitcoin. I mentioned last week there's a lot of things happening with Bitcoin right now, and it's about time that we're going to see, I believe, a breakout in the price of Bitcoin. So right before the show, got a quote on Bitcoin, presently trading at about $6,450. So if we compare that to where Bitcoin was last year during the holidays, I remember this so vividly because my youngest daughter was graduating from college, and there was a bunch of us sitting in the stands watching my daughter's graduation, and we were all tracking the price of Bitcoin, which at that time had reached nearly $20,000 for one single Bitcoin. This was last December. And now, I mean, it's still great for those that got in early on Bitcoin. I got a little bit of Bitcoin back when it was just $12. And, you know, so many of the earlier people, the early adopters of Bitcoin, are still in great shape financially. But it looks like Bitcoin's about to make a major move. There's a lot of reasons behind it. There's a thought, too, that seasonally, that people, for whatever reason, take a closer look at Bitcoin and cryptocurrency during the holidays. But we also have a major futures market that's going to open up trading Bitcoin futures in the matter of the next couple of weeks. And also we have this story in today about yet another patent that Bank of America has been awarded regarding cryptocurrency. And this is really interesting because Bank of America generally has had a negative slant about cryptocurrency. In fact, in my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, I even share a story of an individual where they closed his account and his entire family's account, including like his three-year-old daughter's bank account that was set up, I guess, for her college fund, because he's a professional money manager and sometimes invests in cryptocurrency. So because he has that going on in his daily business, Bank of America got rid of him as a customer and everyone in his family, including the three-year-old daughter. But yet we find out from public records that Bank of America continues to apply for patent after patent after patent for cryptocurrency. And this in the news today, you can find this over at the website CCN.com, CCN.com, which is a site I read almost every day to get my Bitcoin news. But it appears that Bank of America is on the verge with this latest patent that they've now been awarded to be able to hold cryptocurrency for people. Now, this isn't something they're doing yet. But now that they have this patent, they have a system that they have gotten a patent award for to allow them to hold cryptocurrency. They have some unique traits about this system of theirs. But if you think about this, think about what this means. Bank of America, which is the second largest bank in the United States, is gearing up to be able to hold cryptocurrency. So for those of you that are still Bitcoin deniers, that are still laughing at all this, I mean, think about that for just a moment. And it is interesting to see what the banks have been doing, including, you know, how Bank of America has clearly overreacted to people having bank accounts with them that might have some sort of distant relationship with cryptocurrency. But I talked about this in my book that it's clear that what they really want is they kind of want to stave all this off to keep the avalanche of interest at bay until they themselves are set up to take advantage of it. And it appears, according to this story, that Bank of America could be just a matter of months away from being able to have a system in place for you to not only have your checking account, your savings account, your investment account, but also to keep all of your cryptocurrency on deposit with Bank of America. And you think that's interesting or unique? Fidelity is now doing the same thing. All of the major players in the financial world are getting in on cryptocurrency. Big days ahead for Bitcoin and all the others. We'll take a break for news and we'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.